Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to wake up. Tap into your deepest soul connection and awaken what is possible in your life. I'm Angel, the belly dancing medium, and your soul journey medium. I believe that each of us has the ability to access the divine connection and can become whatever it is we wish to become. Join me today for a fun and energetic hour of connection where we will gain inspiration, clarity, and a little push towards the path to the divine soul purpose. Callers are welcome, and I'm always available for readings. So come on in, relax, and allow me to be your spiritual wake-up call. My goodness, here I am on the radio, Wednesday night, the eve of Thanksgiving. It has been quite a year as we approach towards the end of the year, and it's always wonderful to enter the season joyously with Halloween and to enter this next phase where we're giving thanks and going into celebrating the new year. So these coming weeks are going to be wonderful and fabulous as we set up ourselves to enter the new year 2018, ready to create and motivate. And I cannot wait to see what we're all going to do together. But before we get started, I want to welcome you. Some of you who have been listening to me for a while may notice that I've got some new duds on tonight with my music and my intro. I'm still your belly dancing medium, but the whole process being the evolution of the state and wanting to make sure that we're maintaining integrity around connecting the spirit. And just because change sometimes is good, we change our clothes, we change our shoes, so a little bit of change in music to just keep things rolling fresh. So I hope you guys liked it. And if you did, thank you. If you didn't, you can share that feedback too. But I welcome you, and I know that many of you are sitting there trying to figure out whether or not your turkey is thawed out, trying to figure out when you're going to leave because you want to beat the traffic, and we may not have as many listeners tonight, and that's okay too. I wanted to make sure I stayed in line with my commitment to you guys and having a show this evening so that we can really enjoy our Thanksgiving. So welcome, and thank you for listening, and thank you for tuning in. You can find me on the website, which is bellydancingmedium.com or souljourneymedium.com. If you have a problem finding those, just jump onto the New Age Guild website. You'll see me there, and you can find all my contact information there. I have free offerings tonight. I have Black Friday specials tonight. I have joyous message tonight. I have lots of things to share with you tonight. So I want to make sure that I get through all of my agenda so that I can get to the readings. I have a bunch of people on hold so that you guys can start your Thanksgiving holiday with joy and excitement. So the first thing I want to do is talk about our topic tonight and go into the mood of the show. And the mood of the show tonight is gratitude, because we're in Thanksgiving. That was easy. It didn't take much for me to come up with that, but that is our mood of our show, gratitude. And I have some things for you to consider. So one of the things that I suffer from is I am a little overly technical because of part of my background. And I like to do things like pick words apart in my process and share those in my meditations and get inspiration based on just like what are the meanings of the words. And what I did for you is I went to my sources, you know, my guides and my spirit cheer team, or my spirit posse, as I like to call them, as I prepared for this show. And this is what I was given for you. So I was given for you some words to take away. Of course, there is Thanksgiving, which is a word of gratitude, correct? You have your Thanksgiving, and you have the words that make up the Thanksgiving. The first thing I want you to know is that within giving is forgive, which is actually to give. So to give equals forgive. Forgiving is to give. So since to give is to be thankful, because you're giving thanks for the giving, which you're giving with gratitude, forgiving with gratitude. Thanksgiving equals forgiveness. So as you go into this process of Thanksgiving, yes, you want to be thankful. I cannot tell you how powerful your space will be if you wake up in the morning, my friends, and you are thankful, that you just jump into being in gratitude first thing in the morning and spend your day in gratitude. But even more powerful for you, go into the space of forgiveness. Because it's that forgiveness that you create equals that thanksgiving, and your reward will be even greater for the things that you will receive as you release everything. Take advantage of this energy that the universe is creating for us, this energy that we created ourselves, which I'll get to here in a second. This energy that we created around the power of forgiveness in this Thanksgiving spirit. Powerful stuff, right? Really powerful stuff. So take the time to be in gratitude, yes, but also take the time to be in forgiveness, because forgiveness is the most powerful tool you possess in your spiritual toolbox, and you have a lot of tools in there. So have you ever had a toolbox? I'm not a very tooly technical gal. I've got a husband. He's a tooly technical guy. I am not a tooly technical gal. In my garage space, I have a multitude of boxes and cases, tooled things that my husband has all manner of devices in that absolutely confuse me. And what I like to tell people is your toolbox, your spiritual toolbox, looks just like that. For some of us, it's less organized or more organized than others. For some of us, it's less full or more full than others. The difference between myself and my husband in terms of his tools is I have no idea how to use those tools, and I don't have any idea what tools to go get, and I don't know if I need more or if I even need to learn how to use more. I don't know what to do. Between you and anyone else is that you have access to absolutely the same tools in spirit that everybody has access to in this connection. So if you need a spiritual hammer, wrench, screwdriver, whatever you need, it is there to be provided to you to complete whatever it is that you need to complete in the processes that you're undertaking in your journey. All you need to do is access them. And that's the power of connecting the spirit, which I speak about all the time. And I'm not the only one that speaks about it. Any medium you speak to is connecting to spirit. Any medium you channel you speak to, connecting to spirit. And most clairvoyants, intuitives are connecting to spirit. We all have the capacity to make the connection to spirit so that we can in turn reach out and grab those tools and make use of them. And we create that connection through our contemplations, our meditations, whatever it is that you do to sit and engage in the energies that you generate. And energies are thought processes and energetic fields and the things that you are made of and the things that are around you in spirit and in entities, so to speak. And one of the things that's an element of these energies that you access are these emotional spiritual states that we create, that we generate from. And that's where this power of forgiveness comes from. I see you guys all holding, and I'm going to get to the calls here in a minute. I'm going to open up the phones for calls here in just a second. I just want to get through the channeled content and the gift that I have for you in today's meaning message. So I said earlier on that I wanted to talk about the power that we created, and that is the queenly we, so to speak, the we meaning mankind around Thanksgiving. And I encourage you to spend some time, because this isn't the place for me to speak about the history of Thanksgiving. It's a whole other conversation, and I'm not a historian. Many of us here in America, my generation and my daughter's generation, learned the meaning of Thanksgiving through Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving. So you know, there's a lot of history there that most people don't know. And it's important from a historical standpoint, but it's really important to really understand the message. And the message is about these two groups of people that came together to celebrate the contribution and the connection through thankfulness for what they had, what they brought together, and that they were able to create. It's not about what happened after and where we are today with the nations of the Native Americans. It's about what that moment, that group of people wanted to create. And we have turned our holidays into, yes, wonderful shopping days, but this thankful moment that when we create it, when we engage in it, when you wake up on Thanksgiving morning and you start the process of engaging in Thanksgiving, it's like you ignite the candle that re-sparks the energy that they set. The best way I can put it, like all the activities and all the events that have happened in history are embedded in the folds of time. And time is unending, and time in and of itself has no boundaries. We exist in time as beings that are slaves to time because we have a beginning and we have an end. Time itself does not. When we're in spirit, we do not. So when these moments come up, these energies ignite, and it's like they get to live through us in this moment, and they enhance what we have going on because that's how much power we bring. So when you get up in the morning and you are in a thankful and a forgiving mood, in a space, and you throw that out there, everything just ignites with wonderful loving fire. And if everyone got up in that space all at the same time, we would have this moment of warmth and gratitude and love that would just be, there's no other word to say, but awesome. We can continue to create that, right? So that's what we bring to the tables. We're able to create this, and our energies that are in spirit carry that on for us. So those of us who have crossed over, the energies carry on, and the divine is there to fuel it, and then we are there to feed on it. So get up in the morning. Before you start your day, before you go to the gym, some of us, I got to go to the gym in the morning so I can eat my food in the afternoon. If you're going to get up in the morning at 6, 7, 9, 10, whatever time you get up in the morning, 15 minutes is all you need. Give yourself that 15 minutes to go into contemplation and do your process of clearing and grounding and connecting, and then give great gratitude for whatever it is you want to be thankful for. It doesn't matter what. Just be thankful for something. Be thankful in your space and be thankful for what you have. And then feel the energy come back to you. And then give it a spiritual boost, a fire by forgiving. And I promise you, my friends, you will be surprised what your day will feel like and will be like if you take that combination. So the three things that I want, the three things I give to you for tomorrow: be thankful, forgive, and release. And that is the power of forgiveness in the season of Thanksgiving, and that was the message that was channeled to me as I was preparing for the show tonight. I hope that that was helpful for you. I hope you've got something out of it. It was very powerful for me to hear and to be blessed with the unique responsibility of carrying that off to you to take advantage of. So I hope you did enjoy it. I want to take some calls now and open up the gates so that we can begin our process of preparing for this. So if anybody has anything they want to ask or say or contribute, I am going to get everybody on the phone now. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Yvette.
Hi, Yvette. How are you tonight? Thank you for calling. What can I do for you?
Is it okay just to ask for a general message, or is it too...
Too general would be too difficult over the phone with the many callers that I have. So if you have a specific question that you'd area that you'd like to look at, that would be a whole lot easier for us to work
you
through.
You know, I guess I'm just curious on love.
Okay. What, do you have somebody in mind that you're interested in?
I don't. It just seems to be, I'm not looking. I guess I'm
really
gonna allow it.
Well, if you're not looking, that's going to be kind of hard, right?
I'm not looking like I'm not desperate.
Okay.
That's what I mean when I'm not looking.
Okay.
But I'm caught in between, like, I would like somebody, but I'm really, like, really chill about it.
Uh-huh. So what do you want to know?
I guess I want to know what...
It just feels like... It feels like you said it best. You're not really... looking, but it would be nice if something came, but you're just kind of chilling about it. It doesn't feel like it's like it's something that's there. It almost feels like it's not you that's like concerned about it. It's like everybody's like, so what's going on? And you're like, well, I guess I should have somebody because you're like on a path and you're doing your thing. If somebody showed up, like that's really cool, but it doesn't feel like they're like on your list. Like you have your list you're looking at right now, and that's not like something that's on your list right now because it's not what you're focused on right now. So because of that, it's hard to generate. You know, you got to want to be in a relationship for a relationship to generate. It rarely comes up when you're not ready for it. And it's not that you're not ready for it because you're not, you know, you're not fixed or anything. It's just like, you're just not ready for it. It's just not time. And that's what I'm feeling as I'm connecting to it. You know, I pulled some cards and it's like, you're absolutely right. You know, you are in a space where you're developing some stuff. You've got some work stuff going on. Looks like you've got some entrepreneurial things kind of you're looking at. Looks like you're like building your little empire, trying to figure out what the legacy is going to look like. And you've got some powerful energy behind you. And Archangel Michael is standing with you going, we are going to be victorious. You're like on a mission right now. And I don't know what that is.
Wow.
But you're on a mission right now. And the thing about when you're on a mission, it's like you got to get out there with soldiers and go do your mission, and that life mate will show, and you got to be confident that it's okay. They will show when it's ready, and not to worry about where you are and whether it's time, because it's not that it is time and it's not that it is not time. It's just that that's just not the focus right now. Does that make sense?
I get it. Yeah.
And it's not a bad thing.
Right.
Because you know, you've got plenty of fun going on. If you want to go out and have some fun, you go out and have some fun. So it's not like a loneliness thing. It just feels like everything is in place, and there's a part of you that's like, well, I got everything else, so where's the relationship? It's coming is all I keep hearing. But it's just not, you're not, it's like you would not even be interested, because they're not the people that you're engaged with now don't have enough for you. Like you're
no, yeah,
like,
that's true.
Go ahead.
I meet people. There's a few guys that have been around my peripheral, and it was just not enough for me to be like, I don't know, I don't know how to explain it. Just when something doesn't feel like I want to move forward, I don't. But when it feels good and the elements are right, and then I will move forward. But those elements don't feel right, and I don't go against my higher judgment.
Right. And it's really, you say you don't know how to describe it while you were talking. What I saw was, it's like, imagine yourself being like a royal emissary. You're like a queen or something. You're sitting in the room, and all the people in the room, they're just little people that don't have anything to contribute to the conversation. They don't have any political background. You don't know how to engage with them. It's just kind of sitting in a room and waiting for the other dignitaries to show up so that you can really talk to somebody. That's what it feels like to me. Does that make sense? She's laughing.
Oh, you take it there. I love it.
But that's what it feels like. That's what I see. I see is like, ho hum. I'm sending somebody can show up that can talk to me. I can't talk to anybody in this room. But the thing is, as you move forward with all this other stuff, you're gonna start to find that the type of people you're gonna engage with will be more in the area that you're going. So it's not about the caliber or the quality as much as it's just a different experience. I mean, you overshadow the people that you talk to. It's almost funny. It, you know, you could write a script, and it's almost funny when they're talking. You're like, okay, that's interesting. And okay, so thanks for coming. You know, it's like that's what it feels like. And it's just not interesting. And even if they're cute, you're like, I just can't. It's just cute's not enough. That's what it feels like. So,
okay.
But you're okay. But I don't want you to feel anything about it, because it's like I look at it like, and there's no end, there's no negativity, no pain, no loneliness. It just feels like I've got everything else going. It's time for this to come. So just know it's coming, but there's a couple of cards still left to fall around these things you're pursuing to
yes.
reach you up to the level that you need to be at, and then you're going to start engaging with those people, and you're going to find this person fast. When it happens,
okay.
it's going to be fast. Okay?
What popped into my head just now, I had to contemplate. What I'm feeling doesn't really feel normal, but this is what I feel. Like, the whole,
mm-hmm.
like, coolness and the kind of, like, openness about it, but, like, just kind of going with the flow. So, thank you for your suggestions and your advice and your guidance.
Oh, thank you. You have a fantastic Thanksgiving.
You too.
For calling
Happy Thanksgiving. And thank you for being
here. Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Really awesome. Very positive. I love it. You know, I love engaging with people. I thank you so much for calling in. It makes me happy to be able to do what I do. And I often forget to give out all my information. I get tickled by my clients all the time. It's like, you never give out your information enough in the show so people know how to reach you. So I want to make sure I take a minute to do that. And I have some offerings. Everybody wants offerings, so be prepared for this because this is Black Friday. It's my national holiday, and I get my retail therapy on myself, so I do enjoy a good special. I do enjoy a good sale. So I've got some things for you if you're interested, if you're listening, for this week of Thanksgiving. So the first thing I've done, if you go to my website, which I've already mentioned to you, which is thesouljourneymedium.com or bellydancingmedium.com, when you get it, you will see that there is a prompt to invite you for a free angel card reading. If you text it time to wake up to 510-342-9024, you receive a free angel card reading from me in text message. Technology is so cool. I've been doing this for a couple weeks now, and I've been having a really great time, met a lot of people, and been really engaging in getting in touch with people and helping people out in a different way, and it is free. It's only going to be a one-card reading, but because it is Black Friday, you are going to get a two-card reading. So text me at 510-342-9024. And put in that text message, it's time to wake up, and you will get a free reading. If you miss that, you just go to the website, little pop-up window comes up, and it prompts you to do that. So that's the first thing I have for you. The second thing I have for you is an opportunity to receive a free morning inspirational message from me. I try to get it out every day. Sometimes I'm not able to get it out in the morning, but my commitment is to try to get it out every day. It is my free morning cup of Joe. Go to my website. You'll see it right there. Claim your cup of Joe by clicking and adding your information, and I will add you to the group, and you'll get my guided inspirational message for the day. On Saturday, the 25th, I will be having a free webinar on Wake Up and Connect to Spirit at 12:30 p.m. Pacific Time. You can access registering for that free call on the website. Just go ahead and go to the website and go to the monthly call, which is right there, and it'll give you an opportunity to sign in, log in, and register for the call. So those are your free freebie offerings that I have for you. I'm going to go on and take the next caller. Thank you for holding. Who's holding for Angel?
Hi, my name is Keisha.
Well, hi, Keisha. How are you?
I'm fine.
I think we just talked, or actually talked to somebody last night. It's all one big long day for me. What can
no,
I do for
I
you?
I think that's another Keisha. That's Keisha from Pennsylvania. Wow.
Keisha,
from
oh,
Georgia.
You guys. You're from Georgia. I got
yeah,
Keisha.
Yeah, we sound
from
just alike. Yeah, I know who you talk about. We sound just alike.
Guys, I'm just part of the Soul family, so it's okay. What's your question tonight,
yeah.
Keisha?
Well,
so you're
I
Keisha
was
from
ask
Alabama.
About love, but I'm thinking you're gonna give me the same answer as the lady before me. So, do you see me find a job soon?
Job? You don't like you? She don't like that answer. Did her answer resonate with you? Did the answer I gave her resonate with you?
Yeah, because I swear I think of myself as a queen, and, like, I just, you're like, you know, when I do have conversations, I feel like I'm scripted, and I just know what, you know, what's going to be said, and it's just like, nah, even if they're cute, it's just like, I don't even want to. So,
well, that is hard, and one thing I will tell you, and then I'll let you ask your question, and for anybody who's listening that's experiencing this, because I have found that in the work that I do when we have this sort of thing, a lot of the people that kind of that call in and engage will have similar questions, and so a lot of the messages will resonate with a lot of people, so that makes a lot of sense. It's just kind of how the universe works. And if that is the situation that you're in, I cannot stress enough how important it is to sit down and divine out exactly what you desire in every detail and every need that you have, so that as you're putting the energy out there, it's not just I'm looking for love, I'm looking for this perfect mate. I like to use my experience as an example because I feel like I was able to manifest, so to speak, the perfect mate. But I sat down for weeks and like nailed it down exactly what I was looking for, from interest to looks to height to hair color. I mean, it just everything that I felt was important to me, so that I could be as clear as possible to the divine source and my connected spirit sources to get the support that I needed to bring that person in. And that's the guidance that I give people. So it's not just about being open to relationship and saying, I want someone who is really nice, cool, even-minded, temperamented, and has a really great job. I mean, what do you like? When you say sense of humor, you could have somebody that has a really raw sense of humor, and that's not good for you. Maybe you want somebody with a more sophisticated sense of humor. You need somebody educated, but then you get somebody so educated they you know, are snobbish, and maybe that doesn't work for you. Do you want somebody who, you know, that's the kind of, yep, she says that what you just said. So it's journaling, getting a journal and sitting down and writing out everything that the qualities of this person, the sound of their voice, you know, where they're from. That stuff is really important. It's really interesting. And like I say, I use my own experience to the details where it's just, you know, I said I want this person from this part of the country and this part of the country. Oh wait, no, that part of the country. And when I met this person, he was from this part, and he had family from that part, and family from that part. So he was basically from all the parts of the country that I specified. So it's really interesting how the universe can work that way. So that's something that I would advise you to do. That would be really helpful as you go through the process. So I'm going to give that to you, and hopefully that will help. But in terms of your question, you say a job. What is it that you want to know about a job?
Do you see me getting one soon?
She said, I'd like a job. How about getting a job? Like, okay, let's have a look at that. And so you're not working right now?
I am working like temporary. But it
you're
isn't
working
much. It's just enough to pay insurance. Yeah.
Right. And what's the music about that's looming in the distance here that you're reaching towards? Are you looking for a career in the music industry?
No. What am I doing? I just love music. I love download it. I just have to have music around me.
There's just
really
music. I haven't done anything. There's music when I'm looking at. I'm not hearing music in like literally hearing it like in the background and playing. I'm hearing it in the background in this question. It's like they're focusing on music. So I'm wondering, is this something that has to do? It seems very important to you, and it seems very connected to what it is that you do and what it is that
you know what I was doing before I got into the call. I was believing I was a singer, and I was singing in front of a huge crowd, and I was singing my heart out, and I was crying, you know. Now, that was just before I got in this call, so I don't know.
You were fantasizing that you were a singer. That's really interesting that you were doing that, and then when you get the message from Spirit, it says that music is part of this career path. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you're supposed to be a singer. It doesn't mean that you're not supposed to be a singer. But music is really important as part of the path. So I would say you need to start looking at companies or organizations that are connected with music, whether it is a music company, you know, a production company, or it could be a high tech company that's connected to an app or like an iTunes, you know. So there's something about music that's really super important. And I'm looking at what we've got coming in here to see if I'm getting that it's definitely connected to the music industry. And I'm looking deeper. I'm checking. And I'm getting, you know, have you thought about connecting to any kind of a talent type or a music type of organization? Is there anything around you? Because the more I look at it, the more I'm getting for something that you should do. It's like the work that you do or what you can bring to the table. Or even event coordination might even be interesting. Have you thought about doing that? Being a planner?
Yeah, a couple of people think I should be you're not the only person. A lot of people think I should be like some type of event planner. That would do great doing that. So, yeah.
So that's something that you should tap into. And the interesting thing about tapping into that is that you have the opportunity to do that kind of on your own, where you could kind of just get out there and start pulling things together. So that's something that you can do. But I got a lot of positive energy coming you in that field. And that's something that you can kind of get out there and network with people and just start doing.
Mm-hmm.
With the new year coming up, there's lots of stuff going on that that you can do, and, you know, get people visible, do parties, organize events around music. That's where I'm told that's what it feels like you should do. So in the meantime, it does feel like you are going to be continuing some temp work to keep the money flowing, because Keisha's got to eat, so that's important.
That's right.
And it looks like going into 2018, you have the opportunity to be a little more entrepreneurial with this activity, or heading off to an organization that does more work around music. But that's what it feels like to me. That's what I got for you, and I hope that's helpful. It's kind of exciting.
Yeah, but I don't even know where to start. I know nothing about music except for downloading on my phone. But I'll see if I can get hooked up. I don't know. I have no idea.
Take one step at a time. And the first step that I'd like you to consider is just taking a deep breath and start sitting down and engaging with spirit and letting the inspiration come. So it's kind of, think of it like this. All I did was give you some keys. There's no absolutes, right? And I want to stress to everybody, I love being here, and all, there's a myriad of readers out there with shows on Blog Talk, and it's really cool to be a part of that community. But all we can do is give you information. That's all it is. We're just giving you little bits and pieces of information for you to play with and try to figure out what it is that you need to do. So you've got a key. So now you get to go in and do something with that key. So sit down. Mm-hmm. You've got the key. Sit down with the key and do something with it. You know, sit down and give some thought to it. Engage with your spirit posse. You've got what you need. The same connection, the divine spirit, our creator God that there wants you to be successful. Sit down, ground yourself, and engage and say, okay, so this is what I got. Has anybody got anything they want to say? Anybody got anything you want to add to that to help me through this? Your archangels, your guardian angels, your ancestors, your guides, get your journal out and just start journaling, so that you can start to get some more clarity around it, and you will find that your intuition and your connection will kind of help you with the push. And I'm here if you need deeper connection. It's always hard on the radio. Love giving information on the radio, but there's only so deep we can go. So if you want to reach out to me, I am happy to be of assistance, to be of service. Go to my website. Hit me up for your free reading if you haven't done it already, because I'm not going to do one every day for you. So if you've done it already...
Right.
Thank you for playing. So go get that text reading. And then, you know, as you listen to all the free offerings and the discount offerings I have, take advantage of my Black Friday specials. But if there's anything that I can do to kind of get you pushed forward, because you do have something powerful you're here to do in music, I just keep hearing it and seeing it. And there is someone in spirit that's around you that it's like, it's not so far-fetched that you stand up and sing. So you've got, so it's like you've got a singer in your family tree. So you've got an ancestor who was a singer. And so you need
the whole family sings. Yeah.
Everybody sings. Well, then it's time for you to do
well,
something with that.
Sing.
Well, that.
I can't sing.
Everybody can sing. Everybody can sing. All you got to do is let your heart
until
sing.
Somebody,
it's all good.
Until you actually sing, then you're like, oh. God,
it's like, don't
not you. Everybody else, go ahead. You sit down. Right.
Thank you so much for calling in. But what I'd love for you to do,
thank
Keisha, is
me.
It's my pleasure. I would love for you to tap in and get that free reading and let me know how things go, and let's see what we can do to get you going so that you can start pursuing your life dream. Okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All righty. Take care. God bless. You're welcome. Bye.
All right. God bless. Bye.
Oh, that was really fun. So here's the thing, guys. I can't tell you how powerful it is to live your dream, to sit back and live your dream. And I always ask people, wouldn't it be great to live your life doing what your soul wants to do? And I keep going back to when I was young and they had the infomercials were new and there was always that guy is like, wouldn't it be really cool making money doing what you really want to do? And there's a lot of power in that, you know, doing what you dig and being out there and making money doing what you want to do. That's a powerful concept. And it sounds like a smoke and mirrors. It's like somebody's trying to scam me by making me believe I can buy into their dream to get to my dream. But here's the difference. It is not anyone asking you to call an 800 number. It is the divine spirit asking you to connect. All you got to do is connect and you can unlock whatever it is that you want, whatever it is you desire on your own with the support of spirit, the angels, the universal powers, whatever your connected process is, it's there to help you. All you need to do is open up. And what I've been given to tell you today, as I said in the beginning of the show, that power of forgiveness through gratitude and with release is a key to open the door to receive. Forgive and you will receive tenfold. It's very, very important. So I had a ton of people literally text me. A couple of them have texted me multiple times. Everybody's really impatient. I am very talented and very technical, but I am not technical enough to be able to do the radio show and text you back at the same time. So I ask you to be patient, to let me finish the show and then sit down and relax for a minute before I start texting people back. But if you've texted me, you will hear from me. And for those of you who are new and just started the show, if you go to my website, which is Soul Journey Medium, or Belly Dancing Medium, you can text me, the phone number being 510-342-9024. Text me and you will receive a free reading. You are required to text me with the phrase, "It's time to wake up." Text me and you'll get a free reading. Everybody gets a one-card reading. If you text me as a result of this show tonight, you will get a two-card reading, an angel card reading, and I will send you that message that I hope will help you get where you need to go. I would also like to introduce you to something new that I have begun in the last few weeks, which is my monthly soul tribe. My monthly soul tribe is going to be a group that I engage with through a monthly reading, a monthly conference call, and a number of other activities. And I will invite you also tonight to join. It's $19.99 a month. But for those of you who join as a result of today, now through the end of the month of November, you will receive a free reading as a member of the tribe when you join. And that's going to be a six-card angel card reading. So those are all the things I have for you. Join my mailing list, please. And please, oh my goodness, go to my website. It is Belly Dancing Medium on Facebook, and you'll see it there. Like me on Facebook. I have a lot of offerings that I give. I do daily readings. I do weekly readings. I post videos. I give a lot of information there, and I would love to engage with you. on Facebook. I'm very active. I don't have as many followers as I have fans out there, and I keep getting teased by my peers. So it would be really great if you could take a minute and go over and like my Facebook. So that was my commercial break. I'm going to go on to the next caller. Thank you for holding. Who am I speaking with tonight? Hello? Hello, hello? Hi.
Hi. Hi, I almost fell asleep. Oh, my gosh.
Don't fall asleep. Oh, my gosh. Hi, who am I speaking to?
Speaking with Nisa.
Hi, Nisa. How are you?
Yeah, I have a question. I like someone, but it's an on-again, off-again. Then it gets too much, and we have to separate for a while, and then someone starts writing and we're back together again. And I'm very happy. I'm spending Thanksgiving with him tomorrow. I'm very happy about it. But I'm just not sure if he's the one. And I'm just wondering, you know, this has been going on for 4 years. And you know, I mean, he doesn't have his life together yet. I mean, he's working and he's independent and stuff, but he has certain things he wants to achieve. And so he's doing all of that and stuff. So, but I'm not so, I'm just, how do I figure out if he's the one? I'm just so, like, I'm just not sure anymore, you know?
Okay, so give me a first name, please. Could you give me just a first name, his first name? You don't need to give me anything other than that. First name?
M. I'll give M-A-T-T. Don't say it out loud.
Okay. So what I'm seeing as I first tip in is literally, I jump in the pool, I jump out of the pool, I jump in the pool, I jump out of the pool. And one of the disconnects is you. It's like you are not convinced. And when you said that, I'm like, yeah, I get that. 'Cause it stems from your just not feeling that he's enough, or that he's the one, that he's, like you said, got his life together, and that's what's getting in the way. And so the question that is coming is, this person could be the one. This person could be the one if that's what you wanted, if that's really what you wanted. But you got to know that this feeling is always going to be there. This feeling is always going to be there. And if then it just doesn't feel like that's enough for you. You know, you're just, the word that's coming in is the word compromise. So you'll be compromising what you really want by making this person the one. That makes sense?
Well, yeah, I just don't know any better. I feel like this guy is the best I've had. You know.
Oh gosh!
I know
yes.
Better, but I haven't had that
yes.
experience.
Oh my goodness!
So,
yes, I totally understand. I do. I really do. I can relate. I understand.
Would it be possible to just kind of like be friends with him and still find another guy? Or
absolutely, of course that would be possible. Absolutely, but the challenge is that gonna work for you, because the bond, you know, the fortunate or unfortunate scenario here is that you guys have this deep past life connection, and when you have a past life connection, you gotta it's deeply embedded. So you've courted to this person, you're attached to them. So in order for you to be able to be with them and not be with them, so to be that friend you're talking about, is you got to be able to be in each other's presence without feeling the tugging of this cord. And so the tugging of the cord keeps pulling you back in it. Does that make sense?
I mean, it's really ridiculous. I was like moving on with my life and I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then he writes me and everything comes back, and then we're back together again. Why does he not just stop writing?
Because he's connected and you're wonderful and warm and he wants to be a part of it. There's two things happening with you. Is you lift him up. It's almost like you demand that he be more than he is. And when he's not around you, he kind of falls down. So you make him stand up. And then you're like a light and he's a moth. So he can't not be around you. He wants to always be with you. And on top of that, you guys have this connection. So you think of him all the time. He thinks about you all the time. So it's not a horrible thing. He's not a bad person. It's not an ugly relationship. It's not an abusive relationship. He's just not enough. That's all. You're just like, could you just go do something more? You know, it's just not enough. That's all. That's all it is. And it's
struggling.
And it's just like, I don't
struggling. He's like, oh, I'm almost got it together. And it's like, okay.
So come, and you want to say, come see me when you got it together. And it's just like ice cream. You know, you tell yourself, I'm going to stop eating the ice cream because I'm going to go on a diet. And then you pass by and you're like, okay, one more cup of ice cream. It's just that he's tasty. He's yummy. It feels good. It makes you feel good because you're very attracted to him. And it's just kind of, it's like, it feels wonderful. Okay. And so you want to put it away in a closet and walk away. And you're like, oh, it's over there. And oh, I want to go back over there because that your connection is. So the answer to the question is absolutely. If you take the time to go through a process of release, you can release the cord and cut the cord and heal and release and let it go. It takes time and you could do that. Absolutely. Yes, you can. If that's what you want to do. And that's on you. So that's the hard part. Nobody can make you do it it won't work if we try to make you do it if you don't want to do it, right?
Yeah, but he's not in love with me. I mean, he said that we have to be in love with each other and blah, 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 but I don't want to go there.
But that what he says is notwithstanding, because I can look at you and tell you that I'm in love with you and know that for you, if we're going to be in a relationship, there has to be love and we walk away. If I come back in, then I'm communicating that I'm in love with you. You get that, right? So if I say, so his words, they don't mean nothing. It's not about the words, it's about the readiness and time for this relationship to be what it's supposed to be. That's all this is about. And so he's just going.
So he's basically not sure of his own feelings. Correct. It sounds like.
Correct.
But what I'm going to do is I'm just going to be myself and think about what I do want and manifest what I do want. And then I'll be friends with him. He won't mind if I'm friends with him, whatever.
He's not going to mind. He's not going to mind you being friends. I just want to make sure that for you, the friendship lines are clear because he's like an addiction for you. And you need to be able to be there and not, you know, partake, so to speak, so that you can be ready to bring this yumminess in that you're going to bring in when all this is clear for the real relationship. There's a possibility that he may evolve. It just looks like he has to want to evolve. It doesn't feel like he wants to. He's just like kind of in his space, kind of being okay with what he's got going on. Like he's living in a little chaos and it seems to be okay with him. So for you, just know that you guys are in a different space. And if you want to have fun, it's not a dangerous relationship. It's just like I had the caller earlier, you know, it's not a date. It's just, it's just kind of there, but it's fun. You know, it's from time to time, it's okay to have some fun. It really is okay to have some fun.
Exactly.
It is okay to have some fun.
It's so hard. And I'm so grateful that at least I want to be with him tomorrow. There's nobody else I really want to be with. Most people are just like going to go for eating and we just want to be together,
And that's the thankfulness. Take yourself through the activity that I gave at the beginning of the show. Get up in the morning, be thankful and send out forgiveness and release. And allow the day to come together and you will have something being gifted to you because that's what the divine has promised in this channeled message, whether it is a revelation of some kind or a physical gift or just a feeling. Do that process, my friends, and you will get a gift from the divine of some kind, a blessing. And it may be a reveal for this relationship. Who knows? Because it's not a gift from me. It's a gift from the divine. But be thankful. Forgive and release. Yes. That's the mantra. And if your quest, if your ask was to be able to spend time with this individual for Thanksgiving, you got your wish. Now be in gratitude. Be in gratitude for that when you get up in the morning and allow the blessings to continue. I hope that helped.
Yes,
does that
thank
help?
You.
You're
yeah,
welcome.
I mean, I think it's wonderful to connect with you. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a fantastic, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Have a really good time tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay.
You guys have, everybody have a great time tomorrow, everybody that's listening.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Bye-bye. Oh, that's so wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I got a couple more callers. I'm going to try to get to everybody tonight. Before I do anything, I want to remind everyone, if you haven't done it already, please do go to my website and click on my website, Soul Journey Medium or bellydancingmedium.com. You'll see a light box pop up. If you don't see that, text me. It's time to wake up, 510-342-9024, and I will send you a free 2-card angel card reading as a thank you for engaging with me. Sign up for the webinar on Saturday. And my big, big special, before I take the last few callers here, my big special is that I am available all day on Black Friday for readings. And I'm offering my soul system diagnostic, which is a 20-minute reading that is normally $45. I am offering it for $35. So if you are interested in having a reading on Black Friday, you can contact me. I will sign you up and you can have a reading and we could dig down to some work that you may be interested in to get going. I book fast when I offer these types of offerings. So if that's something you'd like to do, ping me and let me know right away. You can send me a text to that same phone number, 510-342-9024, and you can let me know that you're interested so I can reserve a spot for you. I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller. I think I got another caller here. I think I got another caller. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Thank you for calling. Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
Are you talking to me?
Yes. Did I talk to you already?
No, but I didn't hear that beep thing, you know, the mute guy.
Sometimes people say that sometimes, and I don't know, because I don't control the beep. So I guess sometimes it doesn't work as well as it normally does. But who am I speaking to this evening?
Karen.
Hi, Karen. What can I do for you tonight?
Hi. Okay. I was very intrigued with the last caller and what you were, you know, how you were talking about the relationship. So I thought maybe I should change my question and ask about my partner. I'm also very
okay.
worried about him. He's got a couple of serious diseases, and
okay.
I don't know if he's going to be able to heal, if I could find a healer for him.
Okay.
He's not as open. I keep trying to inspire him with different possibilities, and unless maybe this is just his way of checking out, and I don't know, you know, if I'm supposed to be with him and what is my place. I kind of think we've had past lives together.
Yeah,
so.
I'm getting. That's what I got initially was this is a past life connection, and it's like you're in his life right now to support him in this process. And he is living in a space of a lesson space. You know, these lesson spaces can be difficult because we have to redeem or somehow resolve or repair past life or current past situations. And that's where he's at. He's closed. And he's supposed to be open, if that makes sense. He's closed. And because he's closed, it's manifesting itself physically in all over his body. It's like a cancerous thing moving through his body, like an ink blot kind of spreading out on a piece of silk. And what he can choose to do is let this take him, or he can stand up and release it, because he has access to release it. But it's going to be his choice. So you can be there as a channel of energy and support. You can be there to be someone who can give him what he needs by just connecting and sending energy his way and just accepting that it's going to be okay for you and that you again, you are someone who would really benefit from the process of gratitude and forgiveness. You really would, because it is his lesson. Be there, support him, love him, but don't own his lessons. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
They are not your lessons. They are his lessons. So they're not for you to try to live.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And what is you're talking about he needs to release?
Needs to release
emotions?
He just needs to he's closed. So there's the process of release is in the work that I do is they're speaking to not holding on to stuff. So it's like you're mad at this person or you have judgment about that or you're guilty about that. Just give it to God, give it to the angels, give it to the support systems and let it go. That's what release is talking about. You can't change
right.
anything that's happened, but what you can do is you can offer forgiveness and ask for forgiveness and be in gratitude and then let it go. That's the space that he's in. He's holding on to a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff.
I know. I keep encouraging him to try different things, because I've been working on releasing stuff for a long time. I try to inspire him to try the modalities that I've tried, healers that I've had worked with. He tried one, but, you know, he thought she was interesting, but that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are others he's listened to on radio shows that I, you know, when I got him to listen, it's like, no, I, you know, nothing. I encourage him to look for himself and find maybe a more down-to-earth therapist. I keep telling him he's repressing stuff and it's killing him and he has to, find a way to heal it, resolve it, get it out. And he says he is, but I think he's, and I tell him, too, he's just suppressing it and trying to cope. And that's not the same.
No, it's not. So, I mean, that it's difficult when it's not you, and I understand, and I totally, you know, I feel where you're coming from, and I would love to be able to be of support in any way I can or in any other way that anybody else can, but he's going to have to want it, and he's just closed right now. So my recommendation would be to, take whatever energy that you give through prayer and support to send him loving energy into his lowest chakra areas, which are around feeling safe, feeling secure. It's also where he's got some of his stuff. It feels like it's like bowels up through the chest is where he's like, this whole front area is where he's got a lot of stuff. So sending some energy of love and release and a good cleanse, would be good if he just did like a cleanse to kind of help his system release some toxins. That sounds like it would be really good, because it also feels like he's got a lot of stuff that has to do with the quality of life that we live just kind of affecting his body. So he has some spiritual work and he's got some physical work to do, but he's got to want it. So the role that you have is to remind him that he wants to be here. And that's really all you can do. You know, you want to be here. So if you can, I'm running out of time here. I really encourage you, take advantage of the text reading, take advantage of it. Go to my, send me that text message. It's time to wake up. 503-429-0024, and I will send you a 2-card reading, and you can get a little more in-depth information, or you can reach out to me and take advantage of my Black Friday session if that's what you're interested in.
Okay, we'll check it out. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a fantastic evening, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Blessings.
Blessings. Thank you so much, everyone. This was a wonderful show, and I'm so happy to have been here. I want to remind you, go to my website, take advantage of all the free stuff I've got going on, and if you are indeed interested in taking advantage of my Black Friday special, $35 for a 20-minute reading, send me a note on my website. Drop me a message in text, 510-342-9024. Text me. It's time to wake up and get your free reading. In the meantime, my lovelies, my beloveds, happy Thanksgiving. God bless you. And I will see all of you very soon. Take care.